service. We're going to end it early today so you can hang around and join us for a potluck breakfast celebration. I need all the kids on the floor right here. So come on down. Come on down right here. I want the doors locked so parents don't leave, okay? So let's just, I'm going to look up and the room's going to be empty except for me and kids. So I can handle that, though. I've had a few years doing this. Good deal. All right. Come on down. Okay, so here's how this works. If you get, like, really antsy, then you have to do the preaching and I'm going to sit down. And if you want to see misbehavior, wait till I sit down in a crowd, so you'll be in trouble. All right, you guys ready? The message is for you, but we're going to let Mom and Dad oversee it today. We have some gifts here, and we're going to get to move these gifts from the foot of the cross to, we'll call this our Christmas tree. This is a Christmas tree that represents all of our lives and all of our homes. And so every Christmas we talk about gifts that we give to each other. Maybe some of you even at home talk about gifts that you give to Jesus. But today I want us to focus on the gifts that Jesus gives to us. Now two of these gifts you're going to get to unwrap. The rest you're just going to move from one spot over to the next spot. Okay, so I just want you to be a part of that. So moms and dads, if you want to, you can turn to Psalm 103, where it lays out the gifts of Jesus. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits." And then for the rest of the psalm, except for the very end, it lists the benefits or the gifts of God. And so we're going to talk about those benefits and gifts that God gives us. But first of all, let's talk about bless the Lord, O my soul. So are any of you kids excited about Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. That was an easy question, wasn't it? That was a simple, what do you think? So turn around, look at moms and dads. Moms and dads, you excited about Christmas? Yeah, we're excited too, good deal. All right, and all of you between kids here and moms and dads, so teenagers, are you excited about Christmas and non-moms and dads? Good deal, all righty, okay. Woo, good deal. That excitement, that enthusiasm, that, oh, I just can't wait, is what verse 1 of Psalm 103 is all about. When David writes, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." You can picture him on Christmas morning sitting there at the tree. I don't know what you guys do at your house, but at our house, we're really, really mean on Christmas morning. In fact, I'm just going to recommend. Oh, okay, so it's okay. All right, little boys. You may have the red sweater on, but it's my turn, okay? So just stay in that spot there. So you parents, you can decide whether you want to adopt this tradition, but on Christmas Eve, a chair goes up in the hallway when we go to bed, between the hallway and the living room, and kids under 18, we have a 17-year-old that is convinced that next year she'll be able to cross the chair early. I'll be 18, there we go. This ad-lib was completely ad-lib, unplanned at the DeVore household for these interruptions. You are not allowed to come out past the chair until mom and dad are ready. That's a tradition I carried over from my family. On Christmas morning, we would all be up and awake. We were not allowed to get out of the hallway to see what may have been brought and what was set up. And we would knock on the door, and my father would yell from the inside, "What do you want?" And we'd say, "It's Christmas morning." He'd say, "Leave me alone. I want to sleep in." Daddy, you have to get up. You have to get up. No. And then when we would get up, he would go into the kitchen to make his coffee. And he didn't have instant coffee. So it took him forever to make his coffee. So we had to wait in the hallway. So we do that with our kids. So they have to wait in the hallway until we get everything set up and ready to go and until we think it's time, until they can about no longer handle it. And then we say, "Come on in." And they run in and the presents are there and the stockings are there. And then we begin our Christmas morning that way. But when King David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," it's like he's sitting in that hallway thinking of all that's in front of him. And he's so excited he can't contain himself. Now, it's not Christmas morning for King David. This happens all the time when he's thinking about God. When he's thinking about God, he's just so excited. He's saying his soul just so much wants to thank God for all that he's done. So he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits." So what would cause King David to be so excited about Jesus, about Jehovah? Well, this is what it would be. These would be all the things that are listed. The first thing he says, forget not his benefits. And so now I want us to do is want you to help me to move the benefits of God to our Christmas tree. Okay, so the very first thing that he says is he forgives all your iniquity. So we will start right here. I need you to find the forgive box up here. So come on up and find the forgive box. Okay. So find the box. It's marked forgive. Okay, pick it up. Okay, now you got to show it. Now you're the first one. So you got to hold it over your head and you walk down here like you're in a show. And then you walk back here. Very good. Everybody go, ooh, ah, very good. I'm sorry. Ladies do ooh. Gentlemen? All right. Okay, now you may set it over there. Okay. What is forgiveness? What does God forgive? He forgives all your iniquity. What is iniquity? Anybody got a guess? What's iniquity down here in the front row? Okay, so we have one guess. Okay, what is iniquity? Big word. Okay. All right. No guesses here. Okay, iniquity is one of many words that the Bible uses for sin. Iniquity is literally the sin that's within you. Okay? It sounds like a gross word anyways, huh? It's not, iniquity reminds me of something black and gooey and yucky. That's how I think of the word iniquity. It could be yucky, I guess, if we wanted to call it that. So iniquity is sin, but look what God does. He forgives all your iniquity, all your sin. He forgives all of it. We're going to find out later how he does that and what he does with that, but he forgives it all. So when you ask God to forgive you, so kids, I know you're supposed to be really good this time of year so that a lot of presents show up, but we want you to be honest at this point. Have any of you done anything wrong this year? Okay, well, raise your hand if you've done something wrong. Okay, we've got a couple in heaven. A couple are just pretty much right on, and it's good. Okay, all right, there we go. One's thinking about it. Okay, now ready? Turn around. Look at your mom and dad or some other adults. Ready? Okay, so from now on, whenever I say moms and dads, if you're not a mom or a dad, you're still included in the conversation, so I didn't want you to feel left out. Have you done anything wrong this year? Raise your hand if you've done something wrong this year. We all have. See, kids, you're not the only ones, okay? All right. So, but you can't put them on timeout. That's the only difference, okay? All right, so God takes care of that part. All right, so we've all done something wrong. We all have iniquity. We all have it within us, and we need somebody to forgive us. And so God forgives us. He forgives all of our iniquity. Here's the other thing he does is he heals all your diseases. So, Nevada, you are up. Find the healing gift for us. Find out where that is in there. Oh, okay, I want to make sure I could find it. See if you can find it. All right. So God heals all our diseases, every single one. Okay, so now you have to show it off. You go from there and you walk over there. Now some of you may say, but wait a minute. There we are. Very good. You guys remembered your part very well. Thank you. Oh, you're awesome. Now some of you may say, but wait a minute, I'm sick right now. Are any of you sick right now? Oh, good, because otherwise you'd give the You have a bad throat. Okay. I'll let your mommy know about that. Okay. All righty. Okay, so some of you are sick right now, or maybe have someone you know who is sick, and you're saying, well, they're not healed. You need to pray that God would heal them. We need to understand that if God chooses not to heal them here, he will heal them for all eternity. So eventually, God heals us for all of our diseases. Okay, it says, he redeems your life from the pit. Ooh, when you want to describe a pit for me? Who wants to give me a description of a really gross, ugly pit? Okay, Jack, come on up here. This is dangerous. This is incredibly dangerous. This was not rehearsed either. All right, come on up, Jack. Without causing your mother to faint. What color do I want to be testing? Is that red? Okay. A green? It's not coming up green. That's why I was wondering. It's on. I thought it was. Okay, Jack, I want you to describe a really gross, ugly pit. What's in it?
Death.
Oh, okay, that's pretty gross and ugly. Okay, anything else? Anything gooey or yucky or scary? That's it? All right, let's hear it for Jack. All right. Okay, Mom. Oh, you want to tell? No. Only one. I'm not sure what he said. Okay, that's all. Have a seat. Okay. All right. So, actually, Jack is very right. Is that the problem with our lives is that if we don't give our lives to Jesus, we are in death. And we may not experience it now. Shh, kids, you're doing great. I know I'm making you crazy, but hang in there with me. Is that our life is in the pit. It is separated from God. Without the help of Jesus, then it's not the life that God wants us to have. It's the horrible life. Even if it feels good, it's the wrong life. So God redeems our life from the pit. Redeem means he buys it back, meaning he created us to be with him. Our sin puts us in the pit, and God buys us back. So let's see. You are up next. Find my redeeming box. There it is. Okay, it actually says redemption on it. It says redemption on it. All right, so show it off for us. Okay. Very good. Wow, they're doing great. Okay. So he redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Now, later on, we're going to find a crown, but we're not going to actually put a crown on you. But what that means is God covers you with his steadfast love. His steadfast love is his never, ever, 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 ever ending love. His love goes on forever and ever and ever. And so he gives us his steadfast love forever. So let's see. Your turn. Okay, you've got to find love, steadfast love for us, okay? So see if you can find it. You're very good. Good job. All right, show it off here. There we go. Look at her go. All right. Woo, very good. Okay, all right. Okay. All right, now I have another question for you kids. Have you ever gotten in trouble? Mom and dad knew about it, okay? Well, maybe we should ask, what have you gotten in trouble for if they don't know about? That could take over the whole show. Have you ever gotten in trouble? Mom and dad knew about it, and you did not receive any punishment for it. Okay, anybody? Look at the hands are going up. Good, all right, good. Okay, you know what that's called? That is called mercy. When mom and dad know you've done something wrong and you deserve to be punished and they don't punish you, that's called mercy. So God knows that because of our sin, we deserve to be separated from him. But he offers us mercy by saying, I'm not going to give you what you deserve. I'm going to give you mercy instead. So you are up, young man, in the back. Come on up. You find our mercy box for us? Find our mercy box. It's actually not really a box because it's round. All right, show it off for us. There we go. Okay. So God crowns us with steadfast love and with mercy. He satisfies you with good. Now, this doesn't mean he makes you good and perfect. It means he fills your life with the good things. He makes you see what is the difference between right and wrong, what is the difference between good and evil. He helps you see that. So he's going to show you that the most satisfying thing for your life is not to be bad, but to do good things for him, okay? So let's see. We are right here. You are up. You get to find the good box or the goodness box. There we go. Thank you. All right. There we go. No, wait, not too. Now, don't rush the game here, folks. Go. The Lord works righteousness. Now, most of the time when the Bible talks about righteousness, it talks about not having any sin or guilt. But in this case, it says the Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. It means for those that the rest of the world is not treating nicely, for those that things aren't going well, maybe they don't always have enough food to eat, or maybe life seems to be a struggle for them. It says here that God works righteousness. That means he helps good things come to them. Righteousness means good activity, good deeds, good things. So God helps those who feel like the whole world's against them. He reminds them that I am for you. So where are we? We are right here. You, young man. Okay. You are looking for the righteousness box. It's not really a box, I don't think. And it's all scrunched together. You're staring at it. There you go. Good deal. All right. Excuse me. Here we go. There we go. He also works justice for all. That means he's going to make things go right. He's going to come in and protect them. So I think, Jack, that's your turn. Find justice for me. Jack's going to find justice. I knew he was going to do that. Good deal. All right. Let's hear it for Jack. Let's give him the oohs and ahs. It's shake it loud. There's not a lot in it, so... Verse 7 says that God made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. When God makes his way known to us, that is the, okay, so we're going to let you guys guess, okay? Because I don't have known or make his ways, okay? I have one single word up here on a gift. So if it says God makes his way known to Moses and his acts to the people of Israel, what word do you think describes that for us, okay? So raise your hand if you think you got it. Okay, John, we're actually going to let you go up and see if you grab the right one. We're going to really put you on the spot. So come on up. Let's see how he does. Will he figure out the right word? Drum roll, please, in the audience, on your legs. Thank you. All right, here we go. He's thinking. Oh, no, no, put that one back. Listen, a little audience participation here. Look for another one. Look for another one. So there we go. Yeah. Oh, no. There it is. Okay, hold on to that. Now you get to stand up here. Hold it. Don't display it yet. Okay. Now, when you think of Revelation, what do you think of, kids?
The book.
A book. The last book in the Bible. But Revelation is, it means God revealed something. So the book of Revelation is God revealing what's going to happen at the end. But when God made his way known to Moses and his acts to the people of Israel, he revealed himself to them. He gave them a revelation of him. If God doesn't reveal himself to us, we know nothing about him. We know absolutely nothing about God except for what he has told us about him in his Bible. So aren't we so thankful that God actually took the time to reveal himself to us? Okay, it's all yours. You got to do the little walk for us, John. And how appropriate that is for us to think that God revealed himself to us. And we go, ooh, God revealed himself. Ah, God revealed himself to us. That is an awesome, awesome thing. Okay, so he made his way known to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful. We've already talked about his mercy. He is gracious. Now, the difference between mercy and grace is that mercy is not getting what you deserve. Now, ready? Are you ready for this? Have you ever got something, kids, that you don't deserve? You ever got something good that you didn't earn, you didn't have to do your chores for it, you just got a cool gift? You ever get a cool gift? Okay, great. Right. And when do you, most of the time, when do you get those gifts? Two times a year. One time is birthday, and the other time is Christmas. Okay, so hopefully mom and dad don't make you do like triple chores on Christmas Eve so you can open your gifts on Christmas Day. And I'm not recommending that, okay? So that's not coming from me. So grace is getting a gift you don't deserve. You are next. Have you gone yet? You haven't gone yet. Okay, come on up. You're next. Oh, nope. You're okay. No problem. No. Okay. And at least you've got find grace for us. It's a gift we don't deserve. Some love the acronym God's riches at Christ's expense. Go for it. Do the little walk for us. Good job. Okay, we only have a few left here. Some really fun ones. Here we go. Okay, so the ones that we have left. The next verse says that God is slow to anger. That God is slow to anger. Aren't we so glad that God doesn't get mad immediately when we do something wrong? In fact, listen to other things he says. He says he will not always chide. That means he won't always punish or discipline, okay? Nor will he keep his anger forever. God is slow to anger. He has what we call controlled anger. Sometimes we think God never gets angry, but God gets really angry at wrong things. But he controls himself so that those that do wrong things will come to him and receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. So we are right here. You ready? Controlled anger is what you're looking for, okay? Controlled anger. There we go. And he found it. Good deal. Okay. Give us the walk. There we go. Well done. Okay. Oh, I love the spin at the end. Nice little touch there. Okay. In verse 10, it says, he does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. As high as the heavens are above the earth, has anybody touched the clouds lately? No, they came pretty close to us. We didn't touch them. Certainly he didn't touch the moon or the sun. You'd burn up if you touched the sun. So as high as the heavens are...
We've been in a cloud.
You've been in a cloud? Okay, good deal. As high as the heavens are above the earth. That's how great God's love is, it says. And it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us, okay? So as far as the east is from the west. So if you look at a map, what are we on? Are we on the east coast or on the west coast? Which coast are we on, kids?
East.
We're on the west coast. East is way on the other side. But east and west never meet. They're always away from each other. So God says that when you ask for forgiveness for your sins, he removes your sins so far away that you never, ever see it. So we are at sin removal, and you are up, girl. Okay, see if you can find sin removal for us. Sin removal, two words. Which one do you think it is? There you go. All right. It's okay. So you dump compassion. Don't worry about that. That's all right. Okay, show it off. Show it off. Turn it around. There we go. As the next verse says, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. It's a reminder that just as our dads love us, that God loves us. In fact, here's the good news. Because, okay, you ready for this? Okay, I know most of them are in the room. But how many of your dads are perfect? Well, there we go. She gets double portion today. Double portion for this one. We need a little parental awareness conversation with you, but otherwise, how many of your dads make mistakes? Yeah, this is one of those dads that makes mistakes. Okay, turn around. Look at your dad. Dads, how many of you make mistakes? Look at that. Look at those dads. They all know they make mistakes. Okay, look back at me, kids. We're almost done here. Almost done. Even a dad who makes a lot of mistakes, because I don't know, maybe your dad's not in the room. I don't know that. It's possible your dad's not in the room. Okay. God never makes a mistake. So he is always a loving, caring father. So God always shows us compassion. Jack, have you picked one yet? You did. You're up. Come on. You want to come on up? You'll get the next one. Come on up. Come on up. Grab the compassion one right there. There you go. Good deal. All righty. Do our little march. You'll go here. Stand over here. Now walk slowly this way. Okay. Verse 14 says, God knows our frame. He knows you. He knows you from the moment you were conceived to the moment you were born to this very day. He knows everything about you. And he's not upset with any of it. So maybe you're not the fastest runner at school. Maybe, hold on a second. Just back on that seat there. Okay. All right. Maybe you're not the fastest runner, the best athlete. Maybe you're not the smartest student. Maybe you can't do things as good as you want to. But God doesn't worry about that. He made you and created you just the way you are. He knows your frame. He is very excited about you. If you ever wonder how excited God is about you, look at Psalm 139. He talks on and on about how wonderful you are and how he created you and you're his prized possession. God knows our frame. Okay, I don't think we have anybody left who needs to get a box. I'm pretty sure everybody's gotten a box. You've all gotten your boxes, haven't you? Everybody get their box? Oh, except you? Did you not get a box? Okay, you need to get the box that says, he knows our frame. He knows us. So go grab that box for you. Okay, all right. There we go. Whoa, we couldn't have planned that better. They get the littlest kid to pick up the biggest box. There you go. Okay, come on over. Oh, that was much better. That was much gentler that time. Okay, have a seat. Now, listen to this. We've learned all about this, that God loves us, he knows us, he controls his anger, he watches over us, he gives us compassion, he has steadfast love. But what if he wasn't strong? What if God said, oh, I love you and I have compassion for you and I will take care of you and I'll get rid of your sin, but he was weak and couldn't do it? For him to do all those things and give us all those gifts, he has to be in control of everything. So listen to what this says in the end. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens. His kingdom rules over all. It rules everywhere, all the places, throughout all the universe. God rules. And so this is what the final gift is. So here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to let the girls get this one. Come on up, girls. You get to actually open this one, okay? All right. Go ahead. Go for it. Open it up, girls. Okay, hold on. Let's be gentle here. Let's see. Okay, that's right. Hold on. Oh, come here. You're getting this part, girl. Come here. Help me out here. Put your finger down here. Let her do it. She didn't get the first one. There you go. Rip it up. There you go. All right, you're going to lift it out for me, okay? Okay, hold on. Boy, there better be something in here after all this, huh? Oh, wait, we got this side. Okay, ready? Pull it up, ladies. Okay, hold on. Okay, ready? Everybody grab a little bit. Be careful as you pick it up. There we go. Show it off. Put it up straight. There you go. Keep your hand in. There you go. Somebody get a picture of this for me, please. Okay, hold on, ladies, till the flashes start flying there. Okay. Okay, get me out of it. Let's make it pretty. So his kingdom rules over. Okay, now, ladies, gently, ladies, carry it over. Come on, ladies, move it on over. Okay, over here. All right, there you go. Okay, put it down carefully. There you go. Set it up so we can see it. There we go. Well, you talk about just stage grabbing here. You ladies are so dramatic for us. The boys are going to be like, into the tree. Okay, let's hear it for the ladies. Good job. Now, boys, without moving, I just want you to turn around and look at the end of the aisle, but don't go anywhere. Do you see what I see? Sounds like a song, by the way. All right. Okay, turn back around. Turn back around now that I've got you excited. I haven't left you out for the gift opening. Okay. At the very end of Psalm 103, David comes back and says, "Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, you his ministers who obey his will." And then he talks to us. Here, let me have that. I know that's incredibly tempting, so let me take that. You know what? I'll show you why I want it. Ready? Here's why I want this. Oh. Okay, no. Here we go. We're almost done. Breakfast is waiting, so here we go. Then it says, "Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion." So we've talked about all the gifts that God has given us over and over again, not just on Christmas, but the one gift he wants us to give back is to bless him. He wants us to be excited about him, to long for him, to think of ways we can show him we love him. Boys, please go to the back and to that box, okay? So going back, head back there. Don't leave yet. Camera's ready, please. Ladies, you're going to need to make some room here. You're going to, ladies, make some room here. Okay, all right, good deal. All right, boys, bring it down. Bring it down. There we go. Oh, really, this is it. I hope woo, look at that. Good deal. All the way up. Watch out for the steps. Watch out for the little girls laying on the floor. Oh, boy, I'm breathing. I'm okay. Woo! Okay, you a shoe. Okay, bring down the shoe. Okay. All right, boys. Now, I don't think you have to rip this one open unless you really want to. You really want to? Rip it open. Go ahead. We may have to go to Walmart and buy more wrapping paper. I think you've done. Okay, hold. Wait. There's stuff inside you can open. Hold on. Here we go. All right, ready? Okay, reach in. One at a time. Don't break it. There we go. Bring out the next one. Bring out. There we go. There you go. Help Anthony get it. Okay. All right. Now, boys, it's your job. I just ran out of letters. So those of you that don't have one, share. So Jacob, you share. John, you share. Okay, you guys, figure out what this spells and put it against the wall for us. Okay? So Jack, help him figure out what this spells and put it against the wall. Okay. No, just lean it against the wall. Unless somebody brought hammer and nails, which I don't want to do that. So just stick out in the hallway. Okay. How we doing? There we go. All right, now step aside so moms and dads can see it. Okay. And everybody together says, ooh. Okay, have a seat, kids. This is all that God asks us to do. Well, you're going to be blessed with all of these things over and over and over again. His love, his compassion, his righteousness, his forgiveness of your sins. What God says is, I just want you to bless me with your soul, with everything about you. I want you to be excited about God. I want you to be excited about me. You can do that by reading your Bible, by coming to church, by singing worship songs to him, by talking to other people about him. He just wants you to be excited about him, just as excited as you are about Christmas Day. Let's pray, and then we're going to go get some breakfast, okay? All right. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you have given us so much, more than we could ever, ever imagine. All of these things you've given us, you've taken away our sin. You've given us your compassion. You've removed our sin so far from us. You've given us your love and your mercy. We thank you so much for all that you've given us, Lord. And we pray you would help us to say thank you simply by blessing you with our whole soul, with having excitement and enthusiasm about you. We thank you, Lord, for your gifts. And we give this blessing back to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We are right on schedule, and so how does this work out?